Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of this column is Management, Sex, and Mayhem, Part 2. And here's what Jim has to say about that. Harassment may or may not involve members of the opposite sex. It can be male on female, female on male, or either sex on same sex. Your coworkers engaged in harassment can have many different motives, often hard to discern. It is sometimes hard to determine if one is being harassed or not. A peer or boss challenging someone to do his or her best may do so with the best intentions. That the target is being made uncomfortable may be healthy. Or perhaps the entire scenario is based on pure raw rage intended to destroy someone. Seldom can the targets of healthy challenges or the victims of harassment successfully determine by themselves which is occurring, unless the activities range far out on the fringes. Coming from work to the parking lot and finding your tires slashed is clearly harassment. But is the boss always challenging their people to do their best harassment? The attitude of the latter may be in the eye of the beholder. Some clues to help you out. Bosses who fail to heap praise as often as they heap challenges are likely serial harassers, perhaps with problems of their own. I worked for a CEO like this once. He had harassment down to a fine art. Over the years, I have referenced him a number of times in these columns. Yet, if he had been directly confronted, I don't think he would have seen himself as a harasser. His challenges were universal and non-discriminatory in nature. He never fired anyone, but lots of people, as I like to phrase it, ran screaming from the building. There are several tests you can perform to determine if you are being harassed. The first is the spinning the invoice printer test. Are the actions you are concerned about genuinely motivated by the goal of spinning the invoice printer where you work? If they are, it's highly unlikely they fit the category of harassment. They can be poor management and rotten practices, but they do not rise to the level of harassment. A second test is this. Are you being targeted singly, or are the actions you see and consider harassment being dished out to everyone in your coterie? If there is equal misery all around, you may have a bad coach filled with rage, but again, it may not rise to the level of harassment of you as an individual. Stated another way, harassment is usually focused on one individual and has no clear business objective. It is personal. In my experience, harassment has been more of a problem with the under 30 and under 40 crowds than it has been with older people. The under 30 crowd's experience with group activities has been their family life as they were raised, and possibly team sports. I have no experience with team sports. I was raised in a family where your personal expression took the form of teasing, received and delivered. There were no direct confrontations involving problems that needed to be solved. This background made me a terrible manager, a condition that took me until about age 35 to overcome. I know there were people who worked for me who thought I harassed them. At the time, however, if someone had confronted me, I would have been genuinely shocked at the accusation. The harassment that we must root out is that directed at an individual by another individual. As stated at the start, it may or may not involve the sexes. I once knew a person, for instance, who received anonymous letters via the Postal Service, not internal company mail, that made the vilest of accusations. They could never figure out the source. Eventually, the harasser got bored and quit sending letters. That is another key to what you have in your control. Most harassers live to see your reaction. No reaction? They move on. As a boss, it is your job to look out for serial harassers in your group. You are the first line of defense in protecting your employees from these actions. Employees who come to you feeling harassed need to be carefully interviewed and the conditions carefully examined. Again, you are the first line of defense in stopping workplace harassment. As an employee, if you should feel harassed, your boss, or in the case where your boss is the harasser, your boss's boss is your place of recourse. Sadly, if you cannot get the attention you need from these people, your most effective recourse likely is to leave. Suing, even if you can find a protected category in which you fit, will take years, has a small chance of success, and will unfairly mark you, the victim, as a difficult employee. It's not right, it's not fair, but it is reality. In a society that places great weight today on victimhood, it is appropriate that you examine your own feelings, perhaps with the help of an outside counselor or a trusted mentor. Today we hear of employees, especially in their 20s, wanting to bring their parents to their annual reviews. They may feel harassed, but I would be surprised if an impartial observer would agree with their assessment. If you are a harasser, you better hope someone else outs you before I do. Running a company is difficult enough without having to deal with people who come to work with a prime objective of harming their fellow workers instead of spinning the invoice printer. You are a waste of company resources and a distraction to our goals. Don't expect a good recommendation to be attached to the boot that ejects you from the building. Get yourself some professional help, determine and address the real source of your rage, resolve to rejoin society as a productive contributor. For safety this week, people on either side of an active harassment situation are not focused on safety. This is yet another reason to root this from your operations. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, all rights reserved.